Job growth was strong in February as the unemployment rate edged lower. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of SteinbergEmploymentResearch.com reviewing February 2017 U.S. employment trends and developments. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reports the unemployment rate incrementally moved down 0.1% to 4.7% in February. Although the labor force expanded by 340,000, there were a greater number, 447,000, employed persons at the same time the number of unemployed persons declined by 107,000. However, there were also 176,000 fewer people considered as no longer in the labor force. In other words, the growth in the number of employed persons was greater than the growth in the labor force, so the number of unemployed persons declined and the unemployment rate fell, albeit incrementally. The results from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, overall job growth was 235,000 in February, and that was only 3,000 lower than January. 1 year prior, in February 2016, growth was essentially the same at 237,000. Obviously, not much variation in this measurement, but regardless, these are relatively strong numbers. The private goods producing sector was up 95,000 in February after an increase of 54,000 in January. A year ago, in February 2016, it declined by 7,000. Manufacturing growth, which had increased 11,000 in January, picked up and gained 28,000 jobs in February. A year ago, in February 2016, manufacturing was down 12,000. The construction sector was up a massive 58,000 in February after somewhat equally impressive growth of 40,000 in January. A year ago, in February 2016, it added 23,000. Mining and logging, which had declined 18,000 1 year ago in February 2016, was up 9,000 in February after adding 3,000 in January and increasing 2,000 in December 2016. The private service providing sector gained 132,000 jobs in February, which was a disappointment from January's gain of 167,000. A year ago, in February 2016, it was up 228,000. The retail trade sector processed 26,000 job returns. That means it declined in February after gaining almost 40,000 in January. A year ago, in February 2016, it was up a little more than 48,000. The professional and business services sector was up only 37,000 in February compared to growth of 46,000 in January. A year ago, in February 2016, it was up 25,000. The education and health services sector added 62,000 jobs in February, with its highly seasonal educational services subsector up a little more than 29,000 jobs. Home health care services was up 4,200 jobs in February, which was healthier than the 1,600 job growth it experienced in January. Hiring in the leisure and hospitality sector continued to grow with a gain of 26,000 jobs in February, and that was only slightly better than the gain of 24,000 seen in January. A year ago, in February 2016, it was up 45,000. The total number of government jobs was up 8,000 in February. The federal government was up 2,000, state government was down 3,000, and local government was up 9,000. In February, there were 2,971,200 temporary help services jobs, which was a gain of 3,100 jobs. This was sequential growth of only 0.1%, but year-over-year growth of 3.2%. January's initially reported growth of almost 15,000 jobs last month was revised to growth of only 6,500 with the latest data release. A year ago, in February 2016, this sector was down by 6,700 jobs. Temporary help's market share in February, that is, its portion of all jobs, essentially held steady at 2.04%, or 2.0379%, compared to January's figure of also 2.04%, but at 2.0390%. A year ago, in February 2016, it was 2.01%, or 2.0078%. The labor force expanded, and those considered as not in the labor force contracted. Possibly as people who previously were on the sidelines and not considered as part of the labor force jump back into the labor pool because they are feeling better about their prospects for finding a job. This view is supported by the fact that the participation rate as well as the employment to population ratio incrementally moved up 0.1%. In addition, the number of jobs generated by the employment economy continues to expand at a very steady as well as a relatively strong rate. Together, these developments bode well for the future in the near term. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A video version of this report with detailed charts and tables can be found at www.steinbergemploymentresearch.com.